from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Bryce is a senior and he sucks. Okay.
He got two offers, man.
Bro, what happened to Bryce, bro? Like, this dude was on a real trajectory to be like, I don't know. Whatever.
Some guy that covers grassroots all the time says it's not even close in terms
even top 100.
Where Bronny was at this stage and then where Bryce is at this stage. It's not even close.
By the way, Jason Tatum's mom demands answers over why he isn't playing.
But I wish she hadn't done that.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say
she's a wonderful woman. But
I'm not going to say he should be playing. He clearly shouldn't be playing. But if you got a team, like I said, if you're building a real basketball team, why is Tatum even on this team? What role does he serve if he's not a go-to scorer on his team? Like, that's why we have Devin Booker being
that's on Kerr.
Your defensive stopper. You know what I mean? Like, if Jason Tatum is not a guy who's playing 20-something, you're running the offense through him.
I mean,
what are the purposes he serves?
Don't nobody need to see them to sidestep brick
exactly,
threes.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying, though. He's going to be that dude in 4 years. Like, they're going to be busting teams' ass.
I just reject this whole take your ball and go home mentality. Like, he's not playing, so he should leave.
Right.
I mean,
hey, but as y'all let me go, the funniest thing as far as you talk about AAU mentality, like with the mom or whatever, and people saying that Tatum and Halliburton are the guys who mom and dad threatened to take about the team.
Yep. I mean, clearly.
The most AAU,
mama's speaking out.
The most AAU moment is, they were talking about this on Twitter. They was like, it literally took Carmelo Anthony being the AAU dad to say, hey, stop listening to your coach and listen to me.
That's right.
TVSA to win.
Nah, bro. Jason Tatum going to pop up like hey, song, Tatum, for France or Spain or something.
Right.
You know that? I mean, for real.
The folks said Carmelo was the AAU dad on the sideline coaching the team to a victory, bro.
Hey, Tatum going to change his name to Tatum.
Tatum.
He going to be on Fraz's roster on Saturday.
Jason Tatum.
Now what?
Tatum.
His boy looks might be real, right?
Who?
Cayenne?
Who?
Carmelo's boy.
Oh yeah, that man hooping for real.
He did it on EYBL.
And the Boozer twins. Yeah. Those are the ones.
And the Boozer twins.
Hey, bro, it's going down, bro. The nerve of y'all, bro, to act like American basketball stop, bro. Come on, bro.
It's not going anywhere.
Stop playing with me, bro.
And we're going to run. We're going to have Joe Burrow out there for flag football in 28.
Man, hey, bro, we got to do something at 3-on-3, though, bro. For real, though.
That's where we're lacking.
Just end it.
No, bro.
Well, we're going to end it.
Just end the sport.
Bro, y'all hit something that was right on.
That's the only one they can beat us in. They're going to keep that thing alive as long as they can.
Get your dude. First of all, they got to stop the pettiness with Ice Cube. The league has to stop in the pettiness with Ice Cube.
Agreed.
Because there are some dudes in that league that are exactly what you want in this. Don't tell me that ISO Joe, like y'all said, give me ISO Joe.
I had
Joe.
A team. DeMarcus Cousins. And Jamal Crawford.
Bro, it's over.
We're running it.
It is over, bro. Get you some guys who are recently retired. Especially if you got guys that got some Team USA run. Like, you know, guys who were former either FIBA or Olympic team guys. Let them guys, you know, the 38, 39s, let them, you know what I'm saying? Hey, KD, you want one more run?
They would have busted Jimmy Fredette and Canyon Berry if you had put them against, in the training for it. Those old vets would have busted.
Bro, you want to have, I don't know if I want to unleash the White Howard on Olympic Village, though. That might be kind of nasty. But I was thinking, if you want to go.
He's had enough.
Yep.
He's had enough fun.
You can at least step in.
That's right. Well, this is Anthony Sane. Join us every single Friday here on the show. A great patriot. A great. Would you agree, Jason?
A true American.
Hey, I got to go back to, man. We were talking about great American basketball players, like, right? We were talking about good-looking players. Remember we were talking about it?
Yeah.
Good-looking American. Let me leave that alone. I want to make y'all mad. We leaving on a good note.
No, I'd say it.
You got to now.
You can't leave us.
You done teased it. So who is about to go into the weekend.
So who is it?
We were talking about handsome American basketball players, yes. Right? Kalen Clark, man. Most handsome player in American basketball today. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
Who's more handsome than Kalen Clark?
Come on, man. Anthony Sane.
Y'all take it light, man. USA, man. Let's go.
We'll come back.
College football and college football media days on 92.9 FM ESPN, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Sunday on Compass Media Network's coverage of the NFL. The 2024 season gets underway as the Dallas Cowboys and LA Rams kick off the preseason. Hi, this is Jerry Recco. Join Kevin Ray, Steve Berline, and myself for all the action as Dak Prescott and the Cowboys square off with Matthew Stafford and the Rams. Football is back. It's the Dallas Cowboys and the Los Angeles Rams. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I love the Cowboys games on 92.9.
Get closer to the action with 92.9 FM ESPN.
Now let's go.
It's the Rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, Brad, this is your warning for the take your headphones off because we're going to do the Olympic update. As we proceed, United States is trailing China in the gold medal count, 32-30. I don't know if that's different from this morning. I don't know when the last time you checked it was, but we are currently trailing 32-30. Now, we are huge favorites to tie this up at the very least with our basketball teams. The United States women annihilated Australia. They're through to the gold medal game.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know the men are going to the gold medal game against France tomorrow. So I think Saturday and Sunday you'll have both of those games. So we're favorites to tie it up. But from there, it's going to get a little hairy, Jason. Now, the last projection I saw was something like, you know, United States 41, China like 37. So it had tightened up since the last time I saw it. But you know, we're in a fight here, man. We're in a fight here with China. And breaking, I don't know if we're the favorite.
Surely.
That has gone off.
Will come out of that.
Yeah.
Whether it's men or women with a gold, as opposed to China coming out of breaking with a gold.
I mean, I would hope so.
Surely that's something we can draw from.
I would hope so.
Break dancing, not breaking.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
But they call it breaking, though.
I know. I don't like it.
So as of last night, the last chart I saw was United States gold expected 41.6, China 37.8.
I want to trust that.
Yeah. So I believe that this is how good Vegas is, before the...
We still got some track relay stuff too, don't we?
There's 11, as of last night, there's 11 medals remaining.
Okay. wow, you got the number of what's left.
Right? Yeah, so...
Oh, and the young lady, I'm not sure, but I watched her yesterday, the first day of the pentathlon. I don't know if she can win gold, which is 7 events, John. I don't know if she win gold, but the second day is today. Maybe that's one of the 11.
Yeah, well, that's, sorry, 11 expected remaining gold medals. I think there's like 20 to 25 events left total. Okay. I have to do the exact math, but I'm just sort of back of enveloping it now. We're just getting down to the final stretch. That's the thing.
Tight.
Yeah, so 41.6 to 37.8 is the projection here. And again, how good is Vegas? Before the Olympics started, Jason, the over-under for golds for the United States was 41.5. And they expected gold with only a few days left, 41.6. So
they're good.
Gonna be a sweat for the United States. Again, you know, it's not like this is something that... it'll be disappointing, I guess, if we don't win the gold medal count, right?
Absolutely will be.
Yeah, we've won it, I think, the last two. Let's see what we did. 2012 Summer Olympics. That was London. I'm sure we won it there, too. But it was closer, I can see now. Fewer sports. So I'm trying to think the last time that we did not. Yeah, we had 48 there in 2012.
Right, it'd be, I'm thinking far back on summer. Now, winter would be a different story.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, winter doesn't.
We're setting that to the side.
Yeah, so 2008 was the last time in Beijing.
More recent than I thought.
Yeah, so it has happened.
And what was the count?
It was a domination. China had 48, we had 36.
Wow.
Yeah. But again, that was in Beijing.
16 years ago.
Home court advantage.
Four Olympics ago.
Yeah.
Or that roundabout, somewhere around there.
So, I mean, look, it's not like if we lose by one gold medal, it's not going to be like the end of the world. But I guess the more sports that get introduced, you know, the less chance we have, in theory, to because we're not good at all these sports.
We're going to be good at flag football in 2028 as opposed to the Chinese,
yeah,
you would think.
Joe Burrow said he's going to play.
We got a system.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you start to just pull one NFL player, we win.
Exactly. That's right. Burrow and Tyreek Hill, we win it all.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody's going to beat us. So we'll definitely win that one for sure. It'll be fun to see NFL guys play flag football for the Olympics. That will be fun. I'll enjoy that. I don't even know who
are we sure that's happening? They are currently sort of training these folks up. Like folks that have played, you know, all the way, women especially, obviously, but on the men's side, are we sure NFL guys are going to be who it is? That stuff we were watching this weekend with these kids, that's what they're hoping to do. They're hoping to make the Olympics one day as flag football players. Remember ESPN put it on a few weeks back? The NFL has gotten behind this flag football push. I thought we were going to send our best of them as opposed to the NFL guys. I would have a problem. And I guess this applies in the same thing applies to the NBA.
So the conversations around eligibility and process have begun, according to the International Federation of American Football and the IOC. So, NFL players are expecting to play.
It's weird. I would not have the same sort of we need to send our best in basketball about the NFL like about flag football.
Well, because there's no competition. That's why.
Right.
There's like nobody else.
So let the kids go. Let the college kids go. Let them go.
Because we'll just kill everybody.
Right. You won't be proving anything with these folks. And they haven't, you know, their craft is something different.
Yeah.
You know, you have kids that are sort of practicing this, working on it. Again, high school, college, there's this, ESPN's going all in, NFL's gone all in, and especially for the women on that side of things. But
Mahomes wants to play. Joe Burrow wants to play. Tyreek Hill wants to play.
If those guys want to play, you're not going to be able to keep them out, probably.
If they play, it would also help grow the game. I mean, that'd be the argument. If you see them out there and, you know, oh, I want to play flag football now, too.
That's fair.
You know, that'd just be the argument for it.
Yeah.
You know, that it would help. Peyton Manning wants to do it. He wants those guys out there. You know, Eli wants to see it. So, I mean, I
guess they're doing it in the Pro Bowl these days, aren't
they? Right. They're doing the Pro Bowl. Yeah.
So they may as well. Yeah, I guess. Okay.
But the competitive balance.
Come on.
There would be none. That's why I think they know everybody involved knows that. Like they're probably going to limit it. Like you could have two NFL players, two professionals, something like that. Because you can't just say, all right, let me get Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. Like, yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be 100-0.
There's just so few other countries with professional leagues.
Right.
It's unfair.
I mean, I think maybe our biggest competition would be like something like a New Zealand or something where they play rugby.
Maybe.
You know, and they do it well. So maybe there we'd have it. They'd have, you know, but again,
so much of that is the physical.
Exactly.
You're taking that component of it out for the most part. Not that you ain't setting screens and all that, because that's happening out there. You're running into each other, but you're not pushing people over and tackling them.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's more about skill, route running. Patrick Mahomes with all his different throws, my gosh, it would be,
now
be 100-0.
Now, you know, we did lose to Japan in June in American football. Team USA lost to Team Japan in American football.
American flag football, I'm assuming.
I don't think it was American flag. It was just American football.
We don't know who participated in that game and whether or not that should even be on our radar.
But I mean, how is that possible?
It's
under 20, under 20 is what happened.
Well, I find that shameful.
I didn't even know we had a Team USA in football. I didn't even think that was like a real thing. But apparently, there used to be like Chase Young played, Mac Jones, not in this game, but like in their day, Mac Jones, Chase Young, Jonathan Taylor, Jordan Poyer, Kenny Pickett, those guys all played for Team USA back in their day.
So
interesting.
I just didn't know. I didn't know that existed. Was a thing. But I don't know who's on the roster right now. I mean, it can't be any college players, right? I would be shocked if it's college players. So it's like the best of the rest, which is going to be pretty thin, given how many college football players there are. But yeah, we got work to do, man. We got work to do in the Olympics. We know our basketball teams are going to do the jobs. What about the rest? You know, not getting the gold yesterday really hurt us.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
There was another guy in the speed wall climbing, the American that was that we wanted to gold. He had the world record, and he did not gold yesterday, and that hurt us.
Yes. Again,
have you seen now? I've started to see some of these other ones you've pointed out. Them climbing that wall. You got one of those over those, you know, something. See Chris to one of those high point in that one, something like that that we call the one that's here by Christian Brothers High School. Anyway, they're taking this wall,
okay,
and going up at less than 5 seconds, dude. I mean, it doesn't look like it's humanly possible the way they can climb this wall. It looks like something out of a superhero movie or something. And they climb this thing for speed. They've added it this year, the speed component. Doing it in less than 5 seconds. Unbelievable. The American, anyway, ended up with bronze. Set the world record again, but he had lost his semifinal match. That would have been another gold there, would have had us a little bit closer. I guarantee you the projections, the earlier ones that you had him
right.
Penciled in for gold because he was the world record holder. Anyway, yeah. So we've missed some opportunities. It still feels like we're going to win. It'll be close.
Yep, but that's your Olympic update for today.
Next story.
How about some NFL football, and especially when you can localize it like you can, the Giants win over the Lions, and I know not much happened in terms of score. We were right there on the under. That one ended up 14-3. But how about the two touchdowns for the Giants? They came from a Memphian. Eric Gray, former Tennessee running back, former Oklahoma running back, former Lausanne running back. I mean, it was an absolute, record-breaking running back for Lausanne. Last night scored both of the Giants' touchdowns. He technically, it looks like, is second or third on the depth chart, depending upon what the Giants think of the rookie running back that they drafted, I believe, in the fifth round out of Iowa. We know they brought in Devin Singletary, who had been, with the Texans last year to replace Saquon Barkley. But Eric Gray, man... Looks like he's ready to roll. I texted Jeffrey Wright, who's obviously a Giants fan, that you guys got to stop burying Eric Gray. Now, he pointed out last year injuries were a part of it, didn't really get much run, and remember, you're behind Saquon Barkley, so you're going to be limited. But last night, 52 yards on 4 carries. Well, it should be noted, all the Giants running backs fared well. All felt like they averaged 4 or 5 yards a carry, but also added 4 catches for 46 yards. And I think that's the thing about Eric Gray. When you're talking about a team that's trying to replace Saquon Barkley, I've watched Devin Singletary.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay, right? Devin Singletary is not a game-breaking back, and the Giants certainly know that. He is a guy that you can put a workload on, though, for a game or two and might actually pop for 100 or so in 2 or 3 games in a year.
Yep.
But he is not a home run hitter. Eric Gray has some of that in him.
Yeah.
And what I was telling Jeffrey is that hopefully they're not looking at Tyrone Tracy, the running back they took out of Iowa in the fifth round, as the sort of complement back to Singletary, because I think Eric Gray should be one of the two backs in a two-back system for the Giants that's trying to sort of fill the void for Saquon Barkley. He's that good. And clearly, if you follow Eric Gray, you follow his father, like, he has put in a ton of work this offseason. The guy has been a pro for a long time.
Yep.
And whether it's with the Giants or someone else, and again, this is, you know, a lot of times we'll get behind our hometown guys hoping that these guys can break through. Dude, Eric Gray has the goods.
He does.
And listen, go look at that last year at Oklahoma where they finally made him the back, and I think finally he got over 200 carries. Most of his career, whether it was Tennessee or whatever, we're only talking about 100 carries for a season. When Oklahoma finally made him the man, he exploded that year, went for well over 1,000, might be 1,300, something like that. But it's the dynamic, you know, the ability to bring the pass-catching phase of things to the game that Singletary, he's okay. He ain't great at that. And we don't know if Tyrone Tracy's going to be a decent pass catcher. Eric Gray should be a big contributor for the Giants this season if they are smart and they allow him to be.
Yeah, that's an interesting
dude's a real one, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the chance. You know, he really does.
Did you see him break away on that one? It was the 47-yard touchdown run, 48-yard touchdown run. The other one was a short one, a one-yarder. But he's got the breakaway speed. He's got the vision. And no, what is he, 5'9", 5'10"? He's not the big back that you want carrying a 30 carry workload in a game.
Yep.
Certainly not that. Hell, I don't even want him around, 20, 22 carries. But as a two-back system and a change of pace, especially on third downs,
yep,
that guy should be playing this year.
No question.
Eric Gray's a stud.
Yes, he is. And look, maybe he'll get that chance this year. I mean, it's like the Giants have much to work with.
But my issue is you spend some money on Singletary. You obviously got a deal on that. Like, yep, they weren't out to go. That's why you let Saquon whirl. You don't want to pay a ton to that position.
That's right.
But you also invested a pick in Tyrone Tracy, and you just wonder because they invested the pick. And right now, the way the depth chart looks, Gray is third behind Tyrone Tracy. I'm just hopeful he can push past him and, again, using the sort of pass-catching dynamic that the others don't have as sort of his way up, the home run speed. So if y'all aren't paying attention to Eric Gray, it may be in his NFL career so far, can understand, but this may be time to start watching because there is an opening there. It feels like that one way or the other, he's going to get a shot, and I think he's going to thrive in it.
Yeah, so a couple things, a couple of other preseason happenings. A Tennessee Volunteer, Joe Milton, got his first preseason action last night. It was not till the fourth quarter, but I will say this. Again, fourth string defense, so hard to go too crazy about it. They did get energized when he came into the game.
Yeah, he can do a lot of things, man. He's an athlete.
He had that. I don't know if you saw the run.
Yes.
He ran.
It was like an 11-yard run, but he ran all over the field.
Yeah, it was sick. It was sick, man. And he had a touchdown pass, just kind of kept it really basic for him.
Uh-huh.
And he just made the right reads and, hit an open receiver that went for a touchdown. And, I just noticed the energy change when it went from Zappy to Milton last night. And it was noticeable. Drake May played three snaps.
Yeah, he only threw a couple screens. They barely let him play.
Yeah. Jacoby Brissett played one series for some reason and did not complete a pass, and they took him out. I'm not sure why they wouldn't at least let him complete a pass before taking him out, but again, not my job. Tonight we have a few preseason games of note. We're going to get an extended look, and this might be of interest to you. We're going to get an extended look at Michael Penix in Atlanta tonight.
Mm-hmm.
They are playing the Miami Dolphins, who, as we know, we're not going to be playing anybody. But they are going to have Penix out there for quite a while. Texans Steelers, which means a lot of, at least a little bit, of Jay Fields for Pittsburgh tonight. Maybe, yep, a series or two. I believe the same is true of C.J. Stroud. He'll play tonight. And then we have Eagles Ravens, no starters in that one. So I would say the most interesting game tonight is Dolphins and Falcons. Because it's going to be, my guess would be they let Penix rip it a little bit because he's not going to play in the regular season. So,
right,
if that's their plan, right? So why not just dial up some stuff for him? Let him, sling that thing. That's what he does.
Real quick, back to the Patriots. We said this to each other off air before the show, but they are going to be keeping Joe Milton as that third quarterback.
Okay.
And last night helped make that decision. This is not reported or anything, but others have come to the conclusion, many more smarter than us, and yet we said this yesterday. I'm telling you, Bailey Zappe is going to be on the trading block. You're not going to carry four quarterbacks. You used a draft pick on Joe Milton as well, obviously, as Drake May. Jacoby Brissett is your bridge. And so, Bailey Zappe is going to be on somebody's trading block, on their trading block, probably going to be a number two for somebody. And it looks like, from what you told me on Hendon Hooker, was a concussion or whatever?
Yes.
That it's the Detroit Lions that need him, because what you have behind Goff, Sudfield,
yeah,
it will end. Your chances as contender end there. And so you might want to, Tannenbaum's making a point, you might want a little bit of insurance, especially if you don't feel good about Hooker. You might want a little bit of insurance because Sudfield's not going to be able to do it for you. Go get a Bailey Zappe. Back to the point, Joe Milton will be sticking there.
Yes, and he should. I think he should. The rest of the preseason news and notes, we'll talk to Joe Theismann, obviously, at 125. Anthony Richardson going to play a little bit in the preseason. He's going to play a little bit in game one. What do you think of that?
He has to. You have to teach the man how not to play recklessly.
Okay.
How to play safe and how to just be a quarterback. He's obviously got all of the tools to be great.
But yeah.
He has to learn how to be safe.
Is Caleb playing for y'all tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. But y'all's offensive line is ravaged. So this is not going to be a long game for him.
Nobody's playing long game. No, and you're certainly not putting any rookie quarterback. Look at Drake May last night.
So a series?
If that, two series.
Yeah.
Probably.
Raiders-Vikings, Sam Darnold's going to start for the Vikings.
As he should.
And then the quarterback competition, obviously, with Aiden O'Connell and Minshew, they'll split quarters. So you'll have that this weekend. Jordan Love will play for the Packers in Game 1. Kind of find that a little odd. But he's going to be out there in Game 1. I'm not saying they'll play him in the preseason, but Game 1 just feels a little soon. Joe Burrow going to play for the Bengals this weekend. Again, I guess he's coming off injury, so it makes a little more sense to get him out there and ramp him up a little bit.
Aren't we at a point now where you don't play anybody the third game?
I guess
so. You need to get these out, and technically you're first and second. It's
right.
Obviously for the Bears and Texans, it's second game, but you need to get these guys running your first and second preseason games because it doesn't feel like anybody plays that third week anymore.
First teamer for the Titans will play a little bit. So you'll see Will Levis and company out there in Nashville.
Yeah, I'm eager to see what they do with their backfield and how they use Pollard with what's my guy Spears.
Yep,
Tajay.
Yep, and then I'm just kind of going through the list here. Mahomes and Trevor Lawrence expected to make an appearance in Chiefs Jags. Chargers don't have starters to play. Herbert's out with the foot injury. No Geno for Seahawks. And then Saints Cardinals, no Kyler Murray for the Arizona Cardinals, probably at all this preseason, given his injury history. So there you go. Stidham and Bo Nix, some combination for the Denver Broncos in Game 1. So, I mean, there's like if you're just itching for football, there's going to be some starting quarterbacks out there.
Dang right.
I mean, that's better than nothing. You know, it's better than the Hall of Fame game. It's better than what you saw. I mean, last night, dude, Plummer for the Panthers is
Jack.
He is the worst quarterback in all of preseason. I feel very
not worse than Sudfeld.
Put them two in a room.
Okay. And battle it out.
First one that comes out after completing 60, you know what I'm saying? Like y'all locked in there. Y'all locked in
he
there.
He was 11 of 21 for 86 yards, 4.1 yards.
That was Sudfeld?
Yes.
Let's see what Plummer was.
No, that was Plummer.
Okay, Plummer.
Yeah,
okay.
I was looking at Plummer's. I don't have Sudfeld's in front of me.
Yeah, I mean, but that's obviously devastating.
No, it's awful.
Let's see. Let's.
He was sacked five times. Not that it was his fault.
Dude, the Patriots were getting
that was a bad night. See, I didn't pay any attention to this
Sudfeld,
one. I'm watching Eric Gray.
Very similar. 13 of 24, 96 yards and a pick. Sacked four times. So, you know, it's hard to know. Like, maybe it's the sacks issue, right? Maybe it's both, right? You can't, like, feel comfortable back there because
sure.
You're constantly on your ass. And so it just impacts every other part of your game. Hendon looked better, but obviously had the concussion and had to leave the game.
Now, did he suffer that when he ran over that one fool?
I don't know
when
it was.
Did you see him run over, dude? That highlight is everywhere on. Said, look, well, man, look at what Hendon Hooker did. He ran some. It was a Tennessee writer that had retweeted it, and I looked at it. He's running a dude over, gets up, yells first down.
Yeah, I see it now. Yeah.
But that couldn't have been the play because of the way he gets up afterwards and screams first down and does the flex on him. He ran over a DB.
Yeah, that was impressive.
And so you're telling me later on he ducked his head again and got a concussion? I mean, he's playing like he's invincible. And then he coming back off, you know, he's still coming back off a pretty serious injury, isn't he?
Yeah, he had the ACL.
Uh-huh. But he playing like he's 100% healed, and I guess I'm assuming the concussion happened after that because I remember seeing that highlight last night going, holy cow, Hendon Hooker just running with reckless abandon out of here.
That really actually might have been it because Dan Campbell said he got his bell rung and he got back up. But that, you know how it goes. Like they watch you.
That hit could have done it, man, because it looked like he delivered a ton of it, but I bet you sustain a lot when you deliver one like that.
Yeah, that's disappointing because, you know, he was on his way to having a good game.
That's what I'm talking about with Anthony Richardson, man. You cannot be, and Josh Allen's done it and he's lasted, but, I mean, if you asked him, he probably said, the coach has been telling me to do less of it all my career. But you cannot keep taking on these DBs and linebackers trying to run over everybody if you're a quarterback. You're too valuable at this point, even especially as a second stringer behind Jared Goff. As a potential second stringer behind Jared Goff, you are too valuable to try to be proven how much of a man you are as a quarterback running over DBs and linebackers. Bro, that's what that whole Hard Knocks episode, they're doing the slip and slide.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Because he told him, he said, unless you got to get it, like it's third and one, and we got to get this to win the damn game, you slide. You get out of bounds. Don't take that hit.
Yes. By the way,
Hendon cannot play like that.
We're about to have just the Olympics. We're about to have the 4x100 go off So that's a potential gold medal for us if we can get that.
Is that the one that my young man, the 16-year-old's in?
It's the women.
Oh, excuse me. That's 4x400. Yeah. 4x something else.
Yeah. So that's something to keep an eye on. But I'll be locked in. I'll be watching. It's a great sports weekend. Remember those? Remember we used to have those? We got gold medal games for men and women. We got you know, all the preseason action, if that's your jive, which it is for me. I love watching preseason football because I get to make opinions on quarterbacks. So I'll enjoy it. I'll enjoy this weekend.
You left out Danny.
Danny who?
Barlow.
Oh, that's right. Danny Barlow, yeah. He'll fight tomorrow around 6, 7 o'clock.
Memphian.
So it's a great week. You got everything you could possibly want. I mean, this is about to be our life, you know, for the next 6 months. We're going to have great, you know, then you introduce NBA again.
Very exciting.
College basketball, Tigers go, go Tigers go. I mean, 26th in the country, according to Bart Torvik in the preseason. Right outside. How about that, man? We have almost made it. We have almost made it in the sports calendar. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Joe Theismann going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about the NFL. Get his thoughts on Jaden Daniels, who we're going to see a little bit of. But you know what happens with these teams when they have these joint practices? They tend to lax a little bit in the games, in the preseason. They go harder in the joint practices. So I don't know how much of Jaden Daniels that we should expect to see a little bit. And maybe we'll get a good baseline from Joe on what that might look like. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I can't say for sure they're going to make you $1 million, baby, but they'll make you the most that you can get for your home. I know that. Jason can speak to it directly, and I'm sure in a matter of moments he'll do just that. But what separates the Live Love Group? Their attention to detail, their commitment, their knowledge and connections throughout the market. They are awesome. They're going to help you get the most money for your home. If you're a first-time home buyer, they're going to take you through that process, help you find exactly what you're looking for, no compromises. Get over to see them. Email them, soldtolivelovememphis.com.
If you don't call them first, you need to call them second. Second opinion is always good, and we know in this area, pretty much all over, though, you'll get different kinds of advice when it comes to selling your homes. You're going to get different pitches. Folks going to tell you different amounts, perhaps. What you know is you're going to get the right one from Jennifer Carstensen. So, again, if you haven't made Live Love the first call, certainly make it the second. I promise you it's going to be worth it. 901-625-5200, because at the very least, she's going to be a great resource for you. Get all your questions answered. Not going to take it personal if you decide to go with someone else. My guess is you're going to come back to Jen. That's how good the team is. See for yourself. Give them a shot. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
We're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We certainly do. Brad, keep your headphones off. Sorry, this is breaking news. And I'm like Sha'Carri, smoke them on and off the track. How you like them apples, brother?
She can't live it down. Did she win?
She sure did. Carried. This is the relay, right?
Right. She
carried. She Sha'Carri'd this United States team on her bike, though, and helped us even this thing up. So, or at least close the gap, I should say. It was a big comeback, from what I can tell, from what I hear. My sources in Paris tell me it was a big comeback for the United States women in this one. So, are we favored in the 4x400 with your man, the 16-year-old?
I think so.
All right. So that's beautiful. So we're working. We're getting there.
Now, that wouldn't include Noah Lyles. I don't think it was going to. But he had another relay I thought that he is now not going to be a part of. I don't think it was the 400.
Yeah.
4x400.
He had COVID.
That's too long for him. Yeah.
What do you think about that, man? Just tell your truth.
I don't know, man.
You conflicted.
You know what made it more conflicting is because of the way we've been watching the Olympics.
Yeah.
And so we knew, watching it in prime time last night, save for Brad, who's kind of, you know, he's trying to watch it live tonight, but most of us knew that he had lost, and that all of a sudden two days ago he tested positive for COVID. So you go into the race where you know he's going to get bronze, and you know he's got COVID, but watching it live, and so I'm watching the way he's getting ready. And remember, we gave him a respect burger on Monday for how he came out in the 100 and that was doing it unlike Hussein, where he called his shot, basically, the way he had come out. And I know that's a part of his warm-up, but he was jumping up and down and everything else. And so I'm watching last night to see if that's different.
Right.
Because I know he's got COVID.
Right.
You understand? So so that's what left me even more conflicted. And he's doing the same things.
Yes.
He's jumping up and down. He's talking. He's smiling. He does not look sick. And so I was kind of looking for signs. I don't know about y'all, but because I had learned about it earlier in the day, I'm looking for signs of COVID. And so you don't see them until my man loses.
Right. Right.
Now, when he loses, he can't get up. We get third. I shouldn't say loses. We did get on the stand. Even though, remember, this was his race.
Right.
The 200 was going to be the easier of the two, as he was trying to become, and it's not easy to do. The first American to double is what they call it. Win the 100 and the 200 since Carl Lewis back in 1984. Folks that thought Michael Johnson, that's the 200 and the 400. Nobody done the 100 and the 200 since Carl Lewis back in 1984. Okay? But this was supposed to be the easier half. And so I'm knowing all of that and watching, seeing Noah look pretty normal beforehand, but then we got real sick after we got third. Yes, it left me conflicted. Because he could barely talk, we had the mask on. And do the other runners know you got COVID?
Right.
I'm just asking.
No, it's a fair question.
I'm just asking.
Very fair question.
Because you knew 2 days ago,
right,
and you still decided to race.
Yes. Now, the CDC
says it's okay. Clearly, they say it's okay.
If you don't have symptoms, which
I want to know. I want to know as a competitor, so that when you all up in my face,
right, hugging
before
me,
we line up,
yeah,
hugging me and everything else in the back.
You're not exposing me.
Yes, I can move. Man, get away from me, dog.
Right.
I'm not trying to get it. I got another relay later on.
That's right.
Understand? Because it may affect me different
than
it affects you.
Biological warfare.
That's what I'm saying. So how could you not come away from that a little bit conflicted? It may very well have affected him in the run. but you didn't play it that way beforehand, and we got a hell of a lot of it afterwards. And so, listen, I still say good performance. I mean, he got first and third. You know, that's the thing about it. And we, you know, we hadn't had a 100 winner in so long, and so he had a good Olympics. But how could that performance not have left you conflicted?
It definitely did. It did.
And keep in mind, something that we, you know, we gave him credit, you know, you talked the talk. Well, he did that again.
Yes, he did.
And he didn't walk it this time. Right, and we can't just, I refuse to just say, because he looked ready to go before that race.
Like, I don't necessarily find Noah Lyles to be an easy guy to root for just on its own.
I was rooting for him just fine on Sunday. And we came in here Monday, gave him a respect burger.
Yeah.
But like, let's not act like we don't like Ja when he talks it, and especially when he backs it up. Like, we clap up this kind of behavior a lot when it's good, when it ends up good. And then we crush it if it comes back to you and you got to eat a humble pie. That's just what we do naturally. We say we like it until yesterday he's doing it and then he loses. And then we get back on. But my point on that is, and that's just the way we are. My point on that, man, we shouldn't hold this up as much as we do. There are plenty of other dominant Americans. Go watch Sydney McLaughlin Lavroni, who is as just as dominant as anybody. Broke the world record yesterday in the 400 hurdles. She's broken it 5 or 6 times. You don't see her sort of jumping up and down, in any kind of way, being kind of, holding herself up above the other competitors or having to gas herself up, whatever. You don't see that approach, and it's still great. It's just as great, in fact.
Yep.
Some would say it's more great, but you know, undersell, over-deliver, whatever else. That would say that's more in terms of sportsmanship. You show more when you're not bringing the kind of attention. All I'm saying is we need to be careful if we're going to hold it up. Oh, I love this. We can't be in the same breath crushing them when they do it and they lose. Like, pick a side. Is what I'm saying. I'm hearing too many that are the same person on both sides of it.
You don't like the both sides?
No, you can't be on both sides of it.
Yeah, that was John Kerry's problem politically.
Thanks.
I'm just giving you a little bit of context.
Mm-hmm.
He was known as a flip-flopper, and it ultimately really destroyed his campaign, which is sort of goes to what you're saying. You need to pick one, pick a lane, and stay in it.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
I mean, that's his style.
It is.
And that's cool. You backed it up. And to me, you can't run off and blame it all on COVID yesterday.
No doubt.
When you're looking that good.
Because if you would have won, you'd have been like, I had COVID.
Right.
I did this with COVID. You know, that's what you know you would have said that.
Maybe.
You know,
if we even heard about it.
He would have absolutely said that.
Didn't come out until after the race.
But because he lost, it was because of COVID. If he had won, he was basically free rolling us. Like, if he lost, he blames it on COVID. If he wins, he did it in spite of having COVID.
But I don't know if you saw it. He'll get the last. This doesn't matter. It was an AT&T commercial I saw him on yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, these Olympians are cashing in. And because he's won the 100, you know, just that alone, that had been alone. You are the fastest man on earth when you win the 100. You know, he's still going to be held up.
Right.
The way he handled it, I was just, yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree.
How much of this is acting? How much of this is you laying into it? Clearly, you have COVID. I mean, that's you failed a test, but just wondering how much you leaning into this because you got third.
Right.
And shout out to my man from Botswana because he ran a hell of a race, man.
Yeah, he was asked, could he be the face of athletics? He was basically.
The face of athletics?
Yeah.
What, for his country? For Botswana?
Nah, bro.
Oh, the world?
I think maybe it was like track and field.
I was going to say.
But put it was like face of athletics.
Shout out to him. He apparently lost his mom here recently. Dude had a straight face the entire time.
Yeah.
Didn't talk to anybody. All he did was come out there and smoke Lyles.
It's Letsel Tobogo?
Tobogo is his name.
And he said he cannot be the face of athletics because he is not as loud and arrogant as Noah Lyles. So Noah Lyles would have to be the face of athletics.
He did not say that.
That's what he said.
Holy cow.
That's what he said.
I mean, he's...
He's right.
Wow.
But, you know, that's a tough one. It's a tough one for Noah. He got the gold, though, thankfully. So it's not a complete, you know, failure for him. But it was close. It was close to being that.
It's not just... McLaughlin Lavroni, either. Who's my guy? They called him the Flamingo that won the hurdles. Just he too carries himself almost. I'm just another one of the athletes. You know, don't need to point the finger at myself beforehand. And I I'm holding my own hand up. We should probably hold up those folks, right? Those folks that are carrying themselves, the great sportsmen and women that they are, just as highly as we're holding up the Noah Lyles when they talk the talk and then back it up. We probably don't celebrate enough the ones that don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need to bring the point me, you know, and get it done in still as great a fashion, if not even greater.
Absolutely right.
Because we're not talking about City enough.
Yeah.
Like, she was super. All she does is break world records.
That's all she does, man. That's exactly right. All right, we'll come back. Got some updates on the Dallas Cowboys that, you know, if I had to say, you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it if you like the Cowboys. If you're a Cowboys over person, if you're a Cowboys fan, mm-hmm. You're not going to like it. We'll get to that when we get back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Show you how your little sister follow.
Hey, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, a.k.a. Mr. Get Off. I get off at my feet. Can you get down with that for me? Can you just call me Mr. Get Off?
No. Let's...
Woke up looking for the broccoli hot cake.
Everybody calm down now.
Keep a horn on me. That's my seat.
I want to shut
the blueprint. Is by me. Mr. Get Off.
Focus, John.
I get off at my feet. That's the best part. You never hear that part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right? You know. Anyways, you just didn't know I had that. A lot of people didn't know I had that in my bag. It's in my bag. It's in my purse.
Okay, Noah.
It's in my purse. Anyways, we get you ready for your weekend here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Yes. Jason going to be out at the Cordova skating rink this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Skating it up. Come on out and join me. I'll be out there for a couple hours.
So, yeah, we're just going to be celebrating the weekend, ringing it in the right way. We do have a little bit of news in the NFL, and it is relevant to some discussions that we've had quite a bit over the last few weeks. America's team, if they are still that. CeeDee Lamb, still not there. Not going to be in the preseason game one. Not in camp. Just racking up the fines. And Jerry Jones was asked if he feels any sense of urgency to get the CeeDee Lamb deal done. And he made it perfectly clear that he does not have any urgency to get that done. He says he went to high school. He went to college. He went to Nobu last Tuesday. He does not feel any urgency to get this deal done. Now, I can't tell you why he had to say or felt the need to say he went to high school and college. Doesn't make much sense to me. But I think his point was, I don't know why. He said, I don't know why I said it, but I just don't have any urgency. So he's just rambling. He's just an old crazy man.
Yeah, I mean, did you see how much time he took before he answered the question? He took like 3-4 seconds. So.
Yeah. Well, we were used to that. When Biden was running, that was kind of how it went. It was like a satellite delay, you know, and so now it's starting to make sense. He and Jerry are around the same age. You know, it takes a minute to register. But yeah, he said, I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done. Put any reason that you want. I was at Nobu 2 days ago. Give that as the reason, whatever you want to put out there. So, and CeeDee Lamb saw it and said, LOL.
Yeah, that's the story.
And so...
Micah Parsons then retweeted CeeDee Lamb's LOL.
Yeah. So you're not going to have CeeDee Lamb in camp, almost certainly. I mean, I will say I was a little surprised that Jerry Jones said that publicly. Like, it was like flipping. It was like F you, basically. You know, we don't care. We're not going to get it done. We'll roll with Brandon Cooks.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was just like, we know you're not here. We don't care that you're not here. So CD is definitely feeling some type of way. And the question, I guess, becomes, are they going to get a deal done?
I don't know. I expected this one to be simple because Adam Schefter said it would be simple, that CD would eventually get done before the season. I still expect that to be the case, but... How could you be high on, and I am, I've sort of gone against the grain here, and just not high on the Cowboys as a Super Bowl contender, but we've talked about it. They've been in many ways written off in the East this season. Is this the year they go down, Philadelphia goes back up? And I've kind of gone against that in terms of just look at the talent that's still there, and I'm not convinced on Philly. All that said, how can this make me feel good? How can morale be good when you've got a key guy on your offense caught for 1,749 yards last year? He's obviously upset.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.